This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, I want to quickly run over to Grace Umaleshone, Grace Ramgayelo, who is broadcasting live from GTLDC. Kona Gelapaya Elab to Kona is sweep workshop program that is currently taking place at the moment.
I have with me Mr. Twin Musia and Dr. Tlabaribua Sesot. Because we'll mix, no problem. Yes. So, can you briefly tell me what your role at this event is, basically? And who is Mr. Twin Musia?
Oh, okay. First of all, Batal Dumedisa, Baramedi, Bela Gulisa, Makaya Campus,
yes.
Makaya. Twin Musia is a an award-winning museum curator.
Okay.
I'm also a Sotho language champion.
Okay.
And Wikimedia South Africa.
Okay.
So we talk about push out of Pamisa Pues Sotho, especially digitally.
Okay. So basically, how does it contribute to the whole workshop?
Okay. I am a secondary facilitator here.
Okay.
But as a museum curator, I'm making sure that the content, the exhibits that I have in my museum, in my community, end up being preserved on digital platforms like your Wikipedia.
Okay.
But in my own language.
This is beautiful. I'm reading your profile and I see that you've done a lot. Would you like give us a glimpse of what your day-to-day job looks like?
All right. Yo, I don't know. It's that. I was a miner. I started out as a miner. I was
yes.
working for a company called Anglo American.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's a good paying company. And then I left in 2015 to focus on my passion, which is South African history and heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to start a museum in my own community. And the reason for that is that one had to travel to places like Johannesburg, Cape Town, to experience this kind of spaces. And also, for me, they were not inclusive.
Okay.
And they were also not talking about the people from rural or things that are happening in rural areas or where I came from.
Mm.
So I had an idea that, you know, this is something I would like to start in my community.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's a way of creating jobs. But I believe documenting the history of the town was important at that time and even today. As I went on doing my research, I mean, every one of us uses Wikipedia for the research.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where I stumbled across the editing part that I can actually contribute to Wikipedia and in my language, because most of the information that I found on Wikipedia was not correct about
Lighthouse.
So I had to correct that. That's also one of the reasons why we are here. When I got here to MUT, the first thing we realized, we opened your page, and there was no picture of the how the campus looked like.
Yes.
And worst part, I could not read the MUT article on Wikipedia in isiZulu.
Oh, yes.
So for me, that was a red flag. So now, coming here is to make sure that You can read Wikipedia in your own language, but you can also contribute to Wikipedia.
So I have this, I don't know if it's a strange question,
but
why museum curator out of all the jobs that you think of?
Well, I think people will think of, hey man, museum, centers of Tala, you know, but it's very important because Langfuma Kona, when my granny died, people started... Well, she was not rich. She was really poor. But people started fighting over her beads and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, and even today, some of those stuff that she did with her, the works that she created with her own hands, we cannot find it. We don't have access to the works. The relatives fought over these works. But I started, you know, collecting whatever that was left and also going to Uma. I can't say what time I can. Oh, no, you put this pottery. Can I take this pottery and, you know, go and have an exhibition at this museum of mine. And then I started having people come in, you know. And so it was a way also of creating an access to, like, people to come and see this exhibition without even paying, you know, huge amount, like, an art gallery in Johannesburg.
Yes.
And I also saw it as a career because not everyone was doing it.
Yes. It's very rare. It's the first time hearing that museum creator.
I'm a self-made museum creator. I don't get funding, by the way.
Really?
And I must mention that this work has put me all over the world. I've won numerous national awards.
Yes, so, I can see. So I see that you're the founder of Elandskap Museum.
That's the one.
Can you tell us about it? What happens, the inside, the interior? All right. The idea
of it? It's going to be very fun, but also heartbreaking at the same time.
Yes.
We all know which La Spilaco and Sunday Maka CEO in our community, that those dilapidated buildings belonging to the government or the municipality. These places are used as places where people will go and smoke drugs or commute at times. So in my case, we had this old train station in Mamokubeni, of which I wanted to turn into a museum.
Okay.
I approached Transnet, you know, for a long time. Even today, for the past 10 years, I've been battling to get this train station. And each and every day, it's been broken into pieces, you know, piece by piece. And this place is like over 100 years old. So it qualifies as a heritage site.
Yes.
I actually nominated it to have it as a heritage site. So, yeah. That was the idea. But
yes.
I couldn't get this train station. So now I went deep around to my community, Ekasi, where I found this 12-hectare area. It's got a dam and people were dumping stuff, which was an illegal dumping. I started planting trees, you know, creating an orchard yana, creating a camping site yana, and, you know, eventually it became a place where people will come over the weekend to come, you know, have picnics, but also have access to the gallery.
Yes.
And to come and wind down, to chill, and to distress, you know, to learn more about medicinal plants. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Last few words in closing that you'd like to tell youngsters like me in terms of joining this whole facade that you're in as a museum creator.
There are vast opportunities in this heritage space, and obviously art space. It's heritage month, I feel too. And like I said, it's really, really important to have our language represented digitally so, because most of our stories are written by Europeans. You know, imagine having someone in the UK writing about umlaas. He or she has never been to umlaas.
Yes.
But he's painting umlaas, yes. You know, so the people who live in umlaas are the ones who should be writing or correcting these narratives that these people are writing about. And also finding a way of creating opportunities for ourselves. You know, we've got all these open spaces which we know belongs to municipalities or belongs to those powerful people.
Yes.
But we don't have access to these spaces, whereas we are unemployed and there is, you know, a high number of, you know, pregnancies, drugs and alcohol abuse. And I would say, wherever you are, I'm going to, find a space.
Yes.
Work legally so. Yeah. And to take you places. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mr. Messiah.
No,
there you have it, Mvelo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.